Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, foggy Thursday morning, September the 15th, 2022. 15 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees, and as I said, fog is the current weather conditions here in Marion, Ohio. Although not too bad on Route 95, it was kind of interesting because I go out to the garage every morning. And really, all I can see are the little windows in the garage. And I looked through the little windows in the garage, and all I could see was fog. And I thought, oh, man, this is going to be a foggy morning. So I pulled out of the driveway, and there was fog kind of back where I live. But by the time I got up to the main road, Route 95, there was really no fog at all at on Route 95. But I don't know where you are. People out there driving the roads, are people out there who are listening, is there fog in your area this morning? Was there fog early this morning in your area? Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Not sure what it's like over on the west end of town or the north end of town or the south end of town, but over here on the east end, it really was not too bad this morning once you got out to the main street. But as I've always said, Route 95 and Center Street really don't get a lot of fog, even when we do have fog. I think because there are so many buildings in those areas, it kind of protects us from the fog. So how is the fog in your area out there this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's a little bit of an historic morning here at WWGH Talk, because for the first time ever, I think our weather report was under 30 seconds. You know, we used to have about a minute, minute and a half weather report. Sometimes in the winter, they got up over 2 minutes. I think the weather report this morning was 26 seconds. So I don't know if there's just not much to talk about in the weather right now, but I think we had the shortest weather report in the history of WGH Talk this morning, which nothing wrong with that if nothing's going on with the weather. I don't know if there were any school incidents this morning. I can't imagine there would have been, unless it was bad out in the more rural areas. But it certainly wasn't here in the city. So I can't imagine anything would have went on with the city schools. All right, I did want to mention again, I don't know, and I still don't know, because I don't get the paper, so I probably won't know this until I return to the office tomorrow. Did the Harding dog collar story appear in the newspaper yesterday, or is it in today's paper? Because yesterday it was on the internet and was the most viewed story on MarionStar.com all day yesterday, which is really kind of a kudo to the interest in that story, you know, the $5,000 reward for the return of Harding's dog collar. So does anybody know, is it in today's paper? Was it in yesterday's paper? Or is it not in yet at all? But I do know online yesterday it was the number one story on MarionStar.com popularity-wise. Now, also, it made it to Yahoo News. You know, Yahoo, you don't say Yahoo, it's Yahoo. Y-A-H-O-O. It was a story on Yahoo News yesterday, so it did spread a little bit, and who knows where it will go from there. Sometimes it takes a few days for things like this to get going. I see in our weather bulletins this morning, it now says low visibility. Is there low visibility in places out there? Just not in my area, but of course in the morning I don't drive very far. I just drive from the Meyer area down to McDonald's and back. I will say this morning, though, I passed by the Meyer gas station, and that is in clear construction now and does not look like that's going to be open back up anytime soon. It's going to take a little bit to get those pumps back in shape and get the convenience store up and running. So how's the visibility in your area this morning, and does anybody have any updates on the dog collar situation? I wish I had Judy Summers' phone number, because I'm getting worried that we have not heard from her. Now, I think she's still dropping the newspapers off at the studio. I have not been there since Monday, so I can't say for sure. But I would love to call Judy up and just see what she had to say about the story in the paper. Let me see if I have Judy's number here. Now, isn't this interesting radio, me trying to find a phone number? I don't know if I have it here. I have some people's phone number, but I don't have Judy's, and I don't have Lee's, unfortunately, or I would give them a call. So, by the way, if anybody has Lee's phone number or wants to give him a call and have him call us here this morning, please go ahead and do that. Or if anybody happens to have Judy Summers' phone number, which I know was a cell phone number, I'm not sure. I'm not sure where that number went. But basically the question is, or have them call in here. If you know Judy Summers or you know Lee, have them give me a call here this morning. We don't have a whole lot going on here this morning on the show. Have them give me a call, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from them. Well, there have been some outstanding questions this week that we do not have answers to. I've been asking this one all week, and I find it hard to believe that nobody has an opinion on this. The idea of letting fireworks off in the city on the dates proposed by Governor DeWine went before City Council on Monday, and I only know that because I was at City Council on Monday. And I believe, and again, anybody can correct me if I'm wrong about this, because there was a little bit of confusion there. I believe that in Marion, we're going to revert back to the old way of doing things, which is you have to be a professional to operate the fireworks. I believe that is the vote that we took. But how many citizens will know about that? Because, you know, not a whole lot of people attend city council meetings, and I have not seen anything in the local newspaper yet about it. So I don't know. I believe that's what happened. If anybody knows anything more than I do, let me know and I will correct myself. But it was kind of confusing because, again, what happened was it was the third reading on Monday to vote on this, on if we should revert back to the old way of doing fireworks or go with what the governor has proposed now. And there was a little bit of, I don't want to say fight, but there was a little bit of conversation on city council about what should be done, and then a vote was taken, but the confusion was, and a few people on city council had to ask this, they said, now what does a yes vote mean and what does a no vote mean? And I believe the yes votes won. And I believe, from what I understood, that meant that Marion would revert back to the old way of doing things, which was only having fireworks done by professionals and not on these dates. But I'm not totally for sure. So if anybody has any information, or if anybody believes a lot of fireworks are going off in your area, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. As I said Monday, there was a gentleman at city council who got up and said there are fireworks going off in his neighborhood all the time. Now, I live in the county, so this doesn't affect me at all. And I do have to say that of the dates, even July 4th, there were not a lot of fireworks going off in my area. So this hasn't been a problem that I have really faced. But it may be something other people are facing. You know, over on the west end, the north end of town, I heard that there were a lot of fireworks going off. I never witnessed it, but it could be. So if anybody has an opinion, give me a buzz on that, 740-751-4038. Now, again, another one of the longstanding questions we had here this week. Does anybody know when the Meyer gas station is going to open back up? Because as I said, when I passed by this morning, it clearly I don't think is going to be open anytime soon. Another question that we have yet to figure out, a week ago today was the Marion Popcorn Parade, and I was curious to know who the Grand Marshal of the parade was. And it apparently was not announced anywhere. I can't find where it was announced anywhere. And I still don't know who the Grand Marshal was. So does anybody who went to the popcorn parade last Monday, or just did anybody ever find out who was the Grand Marshal of the 2022 Marion Popcorn Parade? I would love to know the answer to that. And then, of course, and I've already talked about this morning, we're interested to know, did Lee ever get in touch with Ted Jolliffe? I have not heard from either one of them in the last week or so. The story goes like this. Ted called me last week, and he said, hey, do you happen to have Lee's phone number? Lee called me and wanted help with something, but he did not leave his phone number. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't have Lee's phone number. So we wanted to get Lee in touch with Ted, but I don't know if it's happened or not yet because I don't have Lee's phone number. Now, we did have somebody call in and say that they were going to relay the message to Lee, but we have not heard anything more about it. I don't know if the message got relayed or if Lee got his problem taken care of. Haven't heard from anybody in the last week and a half. So, again, if you know Lee, have him call in this morning and set us straight, 740-751-4038. And we'd love to hear from Lee on some of these other stories going on. So who was the Grand Marshal of the Popcorn Festival last week? Has Lee made contact with Ted Jolliffe? How long will the Meyer gas station be closed? And should Marion have fireworks on certain days with no restrictions? And also, do you have any opinion on the Harding dog collar? $5,000 reward. Not too bad at all. And I'm interested, as this story spreads, to see if we get any feedback on this. Now, I don't know if I said this yesterday, and I should have if I didn't, that the anonymous person who is putting up this $5,000 really should be commended, because they are the one who's making this happen. To be honest, here at the radio station, we're just a conduit in this. If this person had not put up the money and done it very unselfishly, anonymously, it would not be happening. So that person should give themselves a big pat on the back. And now that the story is going around again, I'm really glad that it was done. Now, remember, they only have till the end of the year to turn in the dog collar. It's September 15th, so they have a limited amount of time to do this. So do you think the dog collar will get turned in? 740-751-4038. Now, here are some things that have been on my mind. Because as you know, we are here to be a conduit for the listening audience of Marion. And I have to be honest with you, I have always had this thought for many, many years. We have always been a call-in show. And most shows on radio have always been call-in shows. But I have always thought, wouldn't it be interesting if there was such a thing as a call-out show where the host would call listeners? Or the host would just call people who lived in the area. And it's interesting because now that we are no longer under the FCC, which kind of is in charge of that, we can do really pretty much anything we want as long as we don't prank call anybody. And we have no intention to prank call anybody. We're just interested in talking to people and seeing what they know. So, the point is this. You know what? It just dawned on me. You ever get those moments where something dawns on you? It just dawned on me that I might know how to get Judy Summers' phone number because I think I did get an email from her at one point. So I do have Judy's number. Well, I tell you what, Judy is going to be the first person that we give a call here this morning to see what she knows and how she's been doing. Now, this will be the first call out. Now, also, and I don't think she's listening anymore because I haven't heard from her in about 2 weeks, but our friend Abby, who you know, I like, was on about 2.5 weeks ago. And we had this conversation about Bungie and Post Malone, and this went on for about 2 days, and it was a lot of fun. I think the listeners really enjoyed it. And here's the thing, though. After she called in, somebody called in, Sarah, and said that I was rude to Abby. And heaven forbid, I do not want to be rude to Abby. You know, that is not my goal in life. So I thought I would call Abby live on the air and apologize to her if she thought I was being rude. First, we'd have to find out if she thought I was being rude. And then I would call her and I would say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry if you took that conversation rudely. Which now that we haven't heard from her in like 2 weeks, I'm thinking, well, maybe she did take it rudely. So I would call her, but again, we're in the same quandary. I need to get a Rolodex, apparently, is what I need to do. I need to get a Rolex, not a Rolex, that's a watch, isn't it? A Rolodex. I need to get a Rolodex so I can write down all these phone numbers and make life a lot easier on myself. But I don't have Abby's phone number, so I can't call her. So if Abby happens to be listening out there this morning, or somebody knows her, although I don't know how many people would know her because I don't think she has a lot of friends, and I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just saying I she's kind of off to herself. And how many people could like Post Malone or even know who that is? So Abby, if you're out there this morning, please call me because I want to give you a sincere, heartfelt apology. And I know you have listened to this show for nearly 3 years now, and I hope you're still out there, and there you go. So, Abby, give me a call if you are out there listening, 740-751-4038, and I will give you my heartfelt apology here this morning. But we're going to start with Judy, because I don't have Lee's number, but apparently I have been able to come up with Judy's number. So let's do this here. Boy, oh boy, this is like Edison creating electricity here this morning. Okay, I believe we have got the phone on. Now we are going to dial Judy's number here. Well, if I can, I've already lost the number. Oh, here we go. Nothing like a phone dialing on the air. Come on, Judy. All right. Well, we've made contact, and I guess if we don't get in touch with Judy, we will leave her a message. And maybe she'll call us back. I hope she's not ill. Last time we talked with her, I know she wasn't feeling very well. And we could do this with Lee as well to keep him in the fold of the show if I ever find out Lee's phone number. I had it at one point, and I don't know where it went. Okay, well, I don't know if Judy's home.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Judy Summers.
All right, Judy.
Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Well, we can't even leave a message for Judy. Her mailbox is full. But hopefully she will see the number pop up if she's out there and she'll be able to give us a call and give us an update. The updates we want from Judy basically are, was the Harding dog collar story in the newspaper yesterday, or is it in there today? How is she doing? Because we want her to get her Alexas or her Fire Sticks hooked up. And also the other thing is, how's she doing with her houses? I know she had some trouble with some of her houses being flooded, I believe it was. So we hope she's doing okay. And as I said, the last time I spoke with her, which was probably a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I know she was getting over a cold, I believe it was. So I hope she's doing okay. So we gave a shot. We tried to call Judy, and we did not get a hold of her. So now we're down to Abby and Lee. Now, again, I don't believe Abby is listening because I have not gotten any messages. But if I did have her phone number, I would call her, and I would give, you would hear an apology on the air like you have never heard in your life. Because I don't want people to think that I was unkind to our friend Abby, who's been my friend for a little bit of time now. Well, I don't know if you could call us friends. We're definitely acquaintances. So maybe she'll hear this, or somebody will tell her, and we'll hear from her this morning. I'm sure I have her phone number somewhere, but to be honest with you, I've never needed to call her, so I never wrote down the phone number. And Lee, I would have sworn I had Lee's phone number, but I don't know where it went. I know I've had it, because Lee's called in a lot of times, but who knows at this point? So if you have Lee's phone number, give Lee a call and tell him to call me. We're interested to know what's going on with him. I'm getting a little worried about him as well. 740-751-4038. Okay. This comes back to the point of what I was saying earlier this morning, that I've always wanted to do a call-out show. You know, not to prank people, not to do anything like that. Just call them, let them know we're on the air here, we're on the internet, and possibly give them a prize or ask them a question. You know, really, what I'm interested to ask people this morning is do they think Harding's dog collar will be returned with a $5,000 reward? Now, you know, basically, I would be going door to door doing this. Do you know where the dog collar is? So on and so forth. And I would kind of be like a politician going door to door. So here's what I was able to do. Well, here's the hitch in this giddy up when it comes to calling people. It's hard to come by phone numbers anymore because everybody has a cell phone. It's not exactly the world that it used to be. So here's what I was able to do. I was able to find yesterday, here around the house, a phone book from 2018. It's the Haines Local Search, is what the phone book was called back in 2018. So 4 years ago. And this is for area codes 419-567 and 740. Now, this particular phone book does have a white page section. So there are people's phone numbers in here. Now, well, this is interesting. I wonder if Lee's phone number is in here. Now, what was Lee's last name? Oh, Domini. It was Lee Domini. So let me see if Lee... I never checked this morning. Let me see if Lee Domini's phone number is in the phone book here. So we'll just go to the D's. That's where Domini would be. And we'll see if it pops up here. Okay. From back in 2018. Well, I see Dostal. I guess Domini would be a little bit before that. We got all the dollar stores in here. We got Domino's. Donley. I do not see a Domini in this phone book. So Lee is not in this phone book. Now, I would look up Abby's name in this phone book, but to be honest with you, she's had so many different last names. I don't know what her last name would have been in 2018. So I don't know. You know, even if she's in the phone book, there wouldn't be much chance of me finding her because I don't know how many last names ago that was. You know, I know she has a current last name, and then when I met her, she had a different last name. And before that, there was a different last name. So I'm guessing this is like three last names ago. So I don't think it's actually going to appear in this phone book. Because I have no idea what to search for. Okay, that being said, what do you, the listener, think about doing this call-out program? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think of having a call-out program as opposed to a call-in program? Now, I'm not saying that we're going to do away with the call-ins. We have always enjoyed the call-ins. But what do you think of doing a call-out program in conjunction with a call-in program? Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. Or any thoughts on anything else we've talked about. The fireworks, the reopening of the Meyer gas station, who was the Grand Marshal of the Popcorn Festival last week? Do you think the Harding dog collar is going to be returned? Any of those things out there are certainly on the table here this morning. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, let's see who our first... This is kind of the inaugural thing here. Let's see who the first person that we could call would be here today. Let me see. Trying to find somebody with a 740 number, because heaven knows we don't want... You know, those 419 numbers are kind of complicated. Some of them you have to dial a 1. Some of them you don't have to dial a 1. I don't even know how that really all works out. But, let's see here if we can find somebody. You know, even the white pages back in 2018 were really filled with businesses much more than just regular phone numbers. Clearly, the regular phone numbers are going by the wayside in lieu of cell phones. But that's not something I think I would have to tell you. Okay. Gee whiz. Well, you think I could find at least one phone number here of somebody to call? Now, when I was looking through this earlier, I thought there were tons of these, and I was coming across them left and right. And of course, now all of a sudden, when it's go time, when it's on air time, I can't find anybody. All right. Well, see, this person's in Galleon, and I don't know if I want to call somebody in Galleon, because I don't know if they would have any idea what's going on with the Harding dog collar, which is really the reason for the phone call this morning. Where is a good old-fashioned Marion person? By the way, if you have somebody that you would like us to call, you can send me their phone number through Messenger this morning. And I will give them a call. We'll see what the weather was like in their area, fog-wise. And we'll also see if they know anything about the Harding dog collar. Wouldn't it be something if we stumbled right upon the dog collar by making outgoing phone calls? All right. Well, I think this person's in Cardington. Where are all the people in Marion with landline telephones? Okay, well, we're in the T's now. And again, many more seemingly 419 area code numbers than anything else. Holy mac! Who knew this would be so hard, even finding a phone number here this morning? Well, we've got the number for the Village of Caledonia, but I don't think they're going to help us anything in regard to this morning. Not even sure anybody would be in the office. You know, I'm going to go to the name Smith. Smith and Jones, and let's just see. All right, here are some Smith. People with the last name of Smith. Okay, well, we don't want a business. We just want somebody. Ah, here we go. William and Francine Smith. Now, does anybody know William and Francine out there? Now, let me see. Make sure I can get their number right here. Okay, well, let's see how this goes. This will either go very well or very poorly, to be honest with you. So let's see what happens. All right, calling William and Francine Smith. Let's hope somebody's home. You know, this is always a disaster when we do it. I don't.
Hello?
Yes, is this Francine?
Hang on a second. Yeah, this is Francine.
Hey, Francine. This is Scott Spears over at WWGH Talk Radio. How are you?
Not very good. Why?
Oh, well, no. I was just calling you this morning, just wondering if you had seen in the newspaper the story on the Harding dog collar in the Marion Star.
On the what?
Do you get the Marion Star, Francine?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. How are things with you this morning? Well, the inaugural call did not go. I think Francine thought we were trying to do something bad there. Francine wasn't doing it. I think she was having a bad morning. Well, the first call here has not gone very well. Well, we'll try one more here and see if it dies on the vine. You know, I don't know how you convey to people that you're not trying to do anything devious. You're not trying to do a prank phone call. Okay. Well, let's see if we can find another phone number here. Holy mackerel. What a mess. Well, let's see if there's anybody with the name of Jones. The Smith group has not gone very well here this morning. Let's see about the name of Jones. Isn't that the other common name that we have? Or maybe Jefferson. Boy, there's a lot of people in here from Galleon. Maybe a lot of people in Galleon still have their old landline telephones. Some Johnsons, but again, no. Doesn't look like there are any local phone numbers. Where is the... here's the Jones. No Jones in here. Can you believe this? My goodness. What a mess we're having this morning as we try to find the Harding dog collar. Does anybody have any thoughts on this morning? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. What's going on in your neck of the woods? Do you have any ideas on this particular incident? You know what? We never did get a hold of Don Fleming years ago. Now, he might have something to say about this. Now, I believe we left him a message at one point. I don't know when that was. Hopefully, he's doing better. I know he wasn't feeling very well at one point when we talked to him. We certainly hope he's feeling better. I always liked Don. But again, I don't know if his number's in the phone book. I see some Flemings. You know, I wonder if this white pages is totally dedicated, or at least 90% dedicated, to businesses. And there's no reason to call a business. I don't think a business is going to help us get in touch with anybody. All right. Well, any thoughts out there? 50 minutes past the hour. How's your morning? Is it foggy out in your neck of the woods? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'll tell you something interesting. When you go through this phone book, it seems like everybody's an attorney. A lot of these numbers have attorney next to them. I don't know what that's about, but I guess it's just one of those things. Certainly, Francine did not want to talk to us this morning. There's an auctioneer in here. Delta Airlines is listed in the white pages for some reason. As we try to find the Harding phone book. Now, there are some reverends in here. I see that. But we don't want to bother the reverends. We're just trying to find your everyday average citizen who might have gotten the Marion Star, who might have some information in regard to the Harding dog collar. That's all we're looking for here this morning. Who knew it would be such a project, as they say? Well, Clark, there's a common last name. Is there anybody... Well, I don't know. There are some Clarks in here, but I have no idea what this abbreviation means, so I'm not sure if that's a business or not. Oh, thank God we're getting a phone call here. Bail us out. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you? We haven't heard from you in a couple days.
No, I've just been taking it easy. As a matter of fact, I haven't got up yet. I was just listening to you. Before I got up.
What? It's been one of those weeks to take it easy. It's been dark and gloomy every morning.
Yeah. About that dog collar, it was in the Marion Star yesterday. I didn't read it, but it was in the Marion Star.
Oh, so it did make the Marion Star.
Yeah, it did make the Marion Star, so hopefully, I don't know, I'm kind of not holding out hope anymore. I mean, with the amount of money being offered, if somebody had it, they would bring it forward, I would think.
Well, $5,000, I think $5,000 is a little different than $1,000. And if the word gets out, hopefully through the Marion Star and also the internet, maybe that will help. I think $5,000 is probably more than the collar is worth.
Yeah, probably.
What was
it's just for historical value and stuff. That's why I just don't know why, you know, if somebody has it, they would bring it forward after all of this publicity and everything. And there's, you know, you've told them they'd be free from prosecution and so forth. So it's a shame that a piece of history, you know, is lost.
Well, and I think that's what the person who put up the money is really all about here. They just want that piece of history returned so that that the kids can enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, a good addition to the museum and so forth.
Absolutely. What was it on the front page of the paper yesterday?
Yeah, it was on the front page.
Really? Made the front page. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. What was it, a picture of President Harding?
Yeah, there was back on in the other later pages of the paper where it was continued. They did have a picture of him standing with the dog.
Well, I'm glad that made the paper, and that might make a difference, you know,
that
it was public. So what do you make of trying to call people? I think that Francine woman, she was no help.
Well, I can see where she's coming from, because if I got a call, I'd be wary of it. It's just so much crap goes on nowadays.
Well, that's true.
Don't know who's real and who's not real anymore.
Well, that's true. And we tried to call Judy this morning, but her mailbox was full. And I cannot...
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I hope she's okay, too. I haven't heard from her in a couple weeks. And Lee, somebody said they were going to try to get in touch with him, but I never heard back from Lee, and I never heard back from Ted Jollop. So I don't know how that's going.
I know. I didn't save Lee's number in my contacts when I called him about the wheelchair and went over there. But I wish I'd have saved it in my contacts because I just wrote it down on a scrap piece of paper.
Well, that's the thing. I know I had it written down at one point, but I cannot find at all where that number went. And somebody did try to send me a lookup of his number, but it was not the correct number. So I don't know if he's changed his number in the last few years or what has happened. But I'd love to know what Ted wanted and if they ever got connected with each other.
Yeah. Well, we'll just hope for the best.
We'll hope for the best. And we'll hope for the best for the dog collar's return.
Yeah. Yeah, and you said the deadline is when?
December 31st. So we've got a little bit of time here. We've got a little over 90 days to get it returned. But, you know, once people know... You know, here's what I keep thinking. I don't believe somebody stole it for money, because if anybody would have tried to sell it, they would have been caught. Number two, that's the only thing that they took, so I think it was just done as a prank. And I can understand that they might fear prosecution, but as I said in the newspaper article, it's been 10 years. And if you would bring me the dog collar, first of all, I would not know who you were, and I would not ask your name. I wouldn't know if you were the person who took the collar, or if you found it, or if you're bringing it back for somebody else. I wouldn't know any of those things. So they really would not be in much danger at all by returning the collar, because as soon as we got it authenticated by the Harding home, they would get the money, that would be that, and we would move on. So there really is no danger for them. And the thing that baffles me about this the most is 10 years this thing has been gone, and nobody has any clues at all. You know, every other story in Marion history, including Lady Justice, people always had clues, or there was scuttlebutt, or there was talk, gossip. With this, 10 years, it seems like there's been none of that. And I don't know why that is.
It's like it never existed or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you, whoever took it must have kept their mouth shut pretty good.
Yeah, they must have, and then maybe they passed away and never did let anybody know that they had it, or they moved out of town.
Well, see,
they're in prison.
Well, you know what?
maybe they're in prison for some other crime.
Well, you know, that also could be part of it, the dying part. But again, if they died and somebody found it, that person would not be in trouble for bringing the collar back, because, again, how would I know if that's the person who took the collar or not? I'm certainly not going to ask their name. My whole point is just to get it verified that, yes, that is the collar. And once the collar is verified, then, you know, we're off and running. They get their reward, we get the collar back, life goes on, and you know,
a win-win situation.
Win-win situation for the city of Marion. Win for them. They get some money, and life goes on.
Yeah, that would be great. Would be great.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Trish. Good to know you're still out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. We might try this call-out situation again in hour number two. But if you have any thoughts on anything, we now know that it was in the Marion Star yesterday on the front page, and apparently a picture with Harding and his dog was on the inside portion of the paper, which, again, that's got to help this mystery for sure, as those papers were delivered yesterday. Maybe somebody is out there deliberating now. Should I return that collar or should I not? You're tuned into WGH Talk here on this Thursday morning. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
World famous from St. Martin.
Is that called sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This